Good morning, everyone. Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. What a beautiful opening line to this Psalm of David. Ascribe to the Lord, give due, give honor, give glory, give credit. Assign to him what is due his name. See him for who he really is. Give credit to God for who God really is and for all that he has done. Ascribe to the Lord. See him. See his glory. See his strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. See the Lord as high and lifted up. Revere him. Believe in all that he has done, the power that has been on display throughout our evidence as written in the Word of God, to see just the glory of God. Man, it's so important how we see God. Many people believe in God, but I think at times we don't see him for who he really is. I mean, just look down at your arm and your body and just think of what's going on inside of your brain and what made your eyes to see and your ears to hear and the heart that is pumping inside of you, everything that's been created by God. This morning in Wisconsin, we have a beautiful snowfall, if you want to call it that, in the spring of the year. But just everything God has created, all glory to God. May we see him for who he really is. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. You know, there's so many things that come to mind when I saw that passage. And, you know, I guess what the psalmist David was specifically thinking, we can only surmise. But listen to this at the beginning of creation in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Imagine God in his creation just like gliding over the oceans and over the world that he created. And he has the authority over the waters, and he speaks over the waters. You know, it says the voice of the Lord. Have you ever heard someone speak over the water and it travels and it's powerful and it's penetrating and you can hear a long distance? The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. And it also made me think of, like, you know, God in the heavens, when the rains came during the flood, he was over the waters and sent that rain. Or when Jesus was in the boat and he said, "Be still," and the waves were stilled. And it says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. And when the Lord showed his glory on Mount Sinai, or when, as I said, when he's calmed the sea, or when he divided the sea so they could go through on dry ground. Just think of all the marvelous things God has done throughout history. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. He can do whatever he wants. He can literally break cedars in half. You know, maybe David had seen tornadoes go through, hurricanes. Well, perhaps not on the Mediterranean. I don't know if they get hurricanes there. I don't think so. But have you ever seen just a tree lopped off in half somewhere on the top of the tree? It's like, you know, this creation God has made can do marvelous things. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. And, you know, it's interesting how the psalmist sees the glory in creation. You know, you see a calf skipping along, or a young wild ox, and it's like he's seen that God created it all. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. I wonder if David's thinking of Sodom and Gomorrah and how he rained down sulfur on those two cities, and wow, the awe of God that he can do that. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. It makes me think of, you know, the thunder and stuff that happened on Mount Sinai. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. You know, I was looking into that this morning, and Kadesh in Kadesh, one of the things that happened there, a couple things that come to mind, but one is the Israelites, after they had gotten out of Egypt, after a while, they were grumbling out in the wilderness because they didn't have any water. And then God said to Moses, I want you to go speak to the rock, and I want you to have water come out of that rock. And if Moses spoke to that rock and said, water come out, it would like bring glory to God and give the water to the Israelites that they needed. But instead, what Moses did is he went over and he slammed his staff on the rocks, and water came out from his staff. And I don't think Moses like probably, you know, did it in overtly or intentionally, but God was not pleased, because instead of speaking to the rock and in a sense having God bring water from the rock, it almost looked as Moses with the power of his staff and, you know, the power in Moses made water come from that rock instead of giving glory to God. And actually the water came out, the people were satisfied with water, but God was displeased with Moses for not obeying the way that God told him to do it. Another thing happened in Kadesh where the spies came back from spying out the land, and they came back with a false report, except for, was it Caleb and Joshua, who came back and said, no, we can do this, we can take the land. But everyone else that came back, the spies, said, oh, there's giants there and we can't do it. And the Lord was just displeased. That happened at Kadesh as well. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve. And, you know, think of reproduction, by the way, you know, that man and woman, you know, whether it be deer or, you know, humans come together and a baby is formed inside of a womb. And then, you know, months later, a human comes out. Incredible. How did that happen? I mean, how did that happen unless someone designed it all to happen? I mean, seriously, the creation, there's so much design in our bodies. The design of our bodies and the design of this world is incredible. The distance of the sun from the earth, how everything has come together the way it is for survival. It's when you see design, you know what that means? There's a designer, and God has designed us and he's designed this world. Hallelujah, all glory to God. And strips the forest bare, and in his temple everything says glory. And that's something that I just feel like we're missing out on, is just seeing the glory of God, to see him high and lifted up. May we revere him and his word the way that he would desire. The Lord will give strength to his people. And this God who's done all that, who's parted seas and made water come from a rock and created the heavens and who hovered over the waters, he is the one, the Lord. He gives strength to us. Oh my. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And you know, not long after David's life, who was a man of war, there was a great time of peace on earth during the reign of Solomon. But unfortunately, when the Lord blessed God's people, they fell, including Solomon, into utter sinfulness. But one day God is bringing ultimate peace when he comes again. But until then, the church, us, we've received peace with God through the cross. We've been reconciled because Jesus gave us peace through taking our sin on the cross. Hallelujah. What a beautiful psalm. May this help me and you, all of us, to give glory to God, to ascribe glory to his name. God bless you all.